Editorial note. It is perhaps worth pointing out at this juncture that the account of his background that Kane gives during his conversation with the Croot, although superficially plausible, doesn't quite hold together on further examination. For one thing, admittance to the scholar progenium is a privilege, usually reserved for the offspring of officers. If he was indeed the son of common troopers, his parents must have acquitted themselves with singular valour in the action which resulted in their demise, which, to say the least, seems remarkably at odds with his characterization of them. Moreover, he implies that they enlisted and served together. Although mixed units are, as pointed out elsewhere, not unheard of in the Imperial Guard, it would have been extremely unusual for this to have been the case. Kane makes frequent references throughout the archive to having spent his early years on a hive world, but never specifies which one, which in turn makes the verification of any such claims virtually impossible. However, no hive world of which I'm aware raised a mixed guard regiment in the time frame consistent with his narrative. We should also bear in mind that, by his own admission, the man was a pathological liar, given to saying anything he judged would be effective in manipulating his listeners.